Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Tim. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I'm excited today because I have something beautiful to share with you. You know, I always say I'm glad I'm born again because Jesus' death, his coming, you know, his birth, his death, his burial, his resurrection was all because of you and I. It's so remarkable the things that took place when he hung on the cross and that took place when he came out of the grave. It's so amazing. You know, one of the major things that happened was that he brought peace between us and God. Hallelujah. He brought peace between humanity and God. And I want us to enjoy that peace because that's what God wants us to do, to enjoy the peace that he has brought. Today I'm talking to you about enjoy your peace. Enjoy your peace. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to start from Romans chapter 5 from verse 1. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is the peace that comes as a result of our believing in Christ Jesus. When we believe in Christ, we are justified. And because we are justified, our sins are forgiven, and hence we obtain peace between God and ourselves. You see? So when you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he mentions the fact that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, because the world was at loggerheads with God. But through Christ, he has reconciled us to himself. There's peace now. Now, this is not the kind of peace I want to talk about. Okay? There's another one I want us to see today, and it's written in John chapter 14, verse 27. Now, this is Jesus talking to his disciples, and I believe you and I are his disciples. Because we are born again, we are his disciples now. He said something to them. He said, peace I leave with you. This was when he was leaving. He said, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, hallelujah. He said, peace I leave with you. Now, the Greek rendering is, peace I bequeath to you. This is the inheritance that Christ has left for us. Peace. He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. He gave this peace to us when he was leaving. He says, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Then he says, let not your heart be troubled. You see, the world can promise you peace, but your heart will be troubled. This is inward peace, a peace that comes from within, a peace that is ununderstandable. He says that, make all your requests known unto God. Then he says, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall mount guard over your hearts. This is the peace that we are talking about. He says, my peace I bequeath unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. This is the peace that prevents your heart from being troubled in any circumstance of life. Then he says, let it not be afraid. Oh, hallelujah. So when your heart wants to be troubled, tell him, I have received the peace of God. I enjoy the peace of God today for my life. Now, go to John chapter 16, verse 33. He says that these things I have spoken unto you. This is Jesus talking again. That in me you might have peace. Oh, in me you might have peace. Then he says, in the world you have many tribulation. You have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Because he has overcome the world, he says, be of good cheer. Relax. Brothers and sisters, I want you to relax today. God is saying that we should relax today. Relax on every side. Don't allow anything to destabilize your peace. Now, Jesus' peace was never destabilized. There was a day he was sitting in the boat, the storms were raging, but he was sleeping. The disciples said, care thou not that we perish. He woke up and he hatched a siege to sleep. Why? He enjoyed a certain kind of peace that is unimaginable. And that is the same peace that he has brought into our lives today. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 26. God wants us to enjoy this peace that he has given to us. Now, how do we enjoy it? Go to Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 shows us how to enjoy it. How to take advantage of it. It says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. The word is shalom shalom. The Hebrew word is shalom shalom. Thou shall keep him in perfect peace. Now this peace is the peace that produces prosperity. It's the peace that produces greatness and grace on every side of life. It says, he will keep him in perfect peace. How? Whose mind is stayed on thee. All you need to do is to keep your mind stayed on him. Don't let anything take your mind and your attention off him. He said, my son, attend to my words. Just keep your mind on him. He says that he has overcome the world. Believe it and keep your mind on him. Keep your mind stayed on him today. That is how to enjoy his peace. The more you stay your mind on him, the more peace you enjoy. I see you enjoying peace that produces prosperity on every side of your life today. I want you to go around saying to yourself, I enjoy the peace of God today. I have peace with God. And I enjoy that peace that Jesus has given to me to enjoy. My heart is stabilized. My heart is not troubled. I refuse to let my heart be troubled. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Refuse to let your heart be troubled today. God bless you. I love you with all of my heart. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.